How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, you'll meet a great adventurer who became the victim of a royal double cross. But first, a word from your announcer. And he knows what he's talking about. Now step with me behind the scenes to a cell in the infamous Tower of London. It's a cold, dark, damp cell, and the mists from the river swirl in through the single window. It's the year 1616, and King James is ruling England with an iron hand. Otherwise, the ragged, sick old man we see huddled in a corner wouldn't be here now. The old man stirred and rose clumsily to his feet at the approach of his jailer. A pannikin of food was shoved through the barred door. As the prisoner took the food, the jailer spoke softly. "I hear the king is going to let you out of this rotten hole soon." The old man smiled weakly. The pleas of Queen Anne and the people had been attended at last. Finally, the doors were opened and the prisoner stepped out into warm English sunlight, but not into complete freedom. The shrewd King James had other plans. James called him into his court and outlined those plans. As soon as his prisoner had recovered from the ordeal of the tower, he was to head an expedition to the jungles of South America to locate and work a rich gold mine. The crown was to receive a lion's share of the profits. King James laid his plans carefully. Cringing under threats of the Spanish government, he'd promised this man's head to Spain. Here was the man whose fleet had broken the power of the mighty Spanish Armada, and revenge would be sweet. In South America, the expedition met with many adventures and misadventures. One day, a small party was sailing up the Orinoco, seeking a mine. Suddenly, a volley of shots raked them from one of the Spanish towns along the shore. The English adventurers returned the fire, and a skirmish began. Those few scattered shots were heard across the Atlantic, in Spain and in England. Spain sent a burning protest to King James, declaring that their peace pact had been violated, that England was openly provoking another war. The leader of the guilty men should be held accountable. James smiled a wicked smile as he wrote orders for the arrest of the entire expedition. His plot had worked out just as he'd planned it. His royal double cross had worked. A courier brought strange news to the camp of the little party of gold seekers deep in the jungles of Guiana. "Aye, sir. I've had news direct from an English ship that's anchored at the mouth of the river. All of us are denounced as traitors, and they're sending soldiers to arrest us and take us back to England." The leader called his men together. "Men, we've been branded traitors to the crown through no fault of our own. The king has ordered our arrest. We're free men and should be treated as such. There's a tribe of friendly Indians a distance up this river that hate the Spaniards. Be kind to them, and they'll give you sanctuary. I shall go back to England and seek a pardon for all of us." And back across the ocean went this intrepid adventurer, determined to clear his name. Now, before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. The trial was a farce, just as King James had planned it. The people of the country were aroused at the unfairness of the trial, but they were powerless. At last, the day came for the execution. He went bravely to the block and even gave the order to the executioner. So ended the life of one of the bravest and best-loved adventurers of all time, Sir Walter Raleigh. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me at the same time tomorrow for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.